Blog Talk Radio.
Now look at you walking in here looking all pretty and angry and mean and good. I know you didn't get your head done so you could just sit down and just sit there.
Hey, we're trying to have a good time tonight. Let's go, baby. Let's go, baby. It's my birthday.
No, it's not.
But I still look good, though. How come? Ow. I bet you want an autograph. You and your friends. Gotta do it in the penthouse. That's where I keep my pen. What you can't dance, ain't got rhythm. What you got a man? I don't see you with him. Put your phone down. Let's get it. Forget your Instagram and your Twitter. Got me like, whoa. Wait a minute. You need to take a minute. Loosen them shoulders up.
Welcome to The Code. I am your host, Cassimar Tate. I have my co-hosts on the line, Ron and Dre. What's up, you good old black folks?
What's happening?
What's good, black people?
Not much. Charlene, not shy.
I
yep.
hear that. I
hear that. Yup.
What's good with you, Dre? What's good with you, Dre?
What's good, player?
This nigga sound dead.
I'm still fucking laughing at them and Keisha's goop there. This shit made my goddamn day. The whole goddamn time. And we I have seen them gloves in so many jobs. And I never
her name is officially Gary Payton from now on.
Gary Payton? That's Keisha Taylor.
Her name is Gary Payton.
AKA
Good. Y'all not gonna talk about Keisha Taylor while she's not here. Y'all not gonna talk about her. Y'all not gonna do it.
To them 12 o'clock. When we got off the air, she never posted that shit. That is funny.
You better leave Keisha Taylor alone. You better leave her alone.
Who knew that she had this kind of
cheeky
side? Who knew?
Because niggas always
quiet. What
the fuck?
Listen,
first of all, that ain't
no judgment zone. No judgment zone. I'm not judging anything. I'm just saying.
I'm just shocked because she's the quiet one.
I'm not shocked.
Listen,
I'm not even
going to
say quiet.
That's not for you. Clearly, it's not for you Negroes to know. It's not for you Negroes to know. Now she and I can have conversations. I'm trying to fit her in. We may have conversations, but you Negroes don't need to know about that conversation. It's none of your goddamn business.
Why y'all even talking about that? Like I see.
That's the thing. I told them y'all not gonna talk about her while she ain't here.
Whoa! I said one thing. I said your name is now Gary Payton. That's all I said.
No, it's not. See, I kind of like it. See, this is what I get.
That was a very unassuming comment that I made. No one knows what I'm talking about. So don't say y'all. Don't try to throw me in.
You
know what I'm saying?
I knew.
What? Y'all didn't know nothing. You knew nothing. But anyway. Welcome to The Code, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. We are your hosts. That's Ron. That's Dre. And this here is Keisha Taylor, and so she's here tonight. Medusa has
AKA Gary Payton.
I am not
going to have to eat it all. Y'all done. Okay, so I cannot drink. Y'all are welcome to drink and have a good time. I cannot drink because I have to report for duty in 12 hours. So I cannot drink. But y'all can drink and say some inappropriate
things. I want to hear some funny shit. So peep this funny shit right here. It just came to my mind. So when motherfuckers is new one, they be like, yo, I got to fly in 12 hours. I can't drink. Motherfuckers get 4 or 5 years on the job. They be like, yo, I got a flight in 10 hours. I can't drink. Motherfuckers be on the job 10 years. They be like, yo, I got a flight in 45 minutes. I can't drink.
Them niggas, the longer they start working there, the more records they start getting. We go see. Watch over the years how Mars start getting records. Just watch.
No, I can't do that. They drug test on the spot, so no.
Am I wrong in my assessment?
You're wrong about me, but people do that. You're wrong about me. I'm not gonna do that. I have duty in 12 hours, so I had to stop drinking at 9:30. That's I had one drink because if I didn't get that drink in my system, I was going to start shooting motherfuckers. So I needed the drink to calm my spirit. I had to block the motherfuckers today. But, block, not just restrict them from shit they sick and see. I had to block motherfuckers. So I got time. So, tonight, we are talking about traveling with our love. And Keisha Taylor, this is your topic that she dropped off in my inbox. Tell me how you got to this topic.
Okay. So, I've been watching. I'm finally caught up on the whole 90-day fiancé before the 90 days. So, I'm all caught up on the show. And all of these people now are, like, going, they went across the world to go see that there's this person that they met online. And now they're traveling to whatever country. They're now traveling to another part of that country. So I was like, hey, so, like, you meet somebody and y'all been together for, like, 2-3 months or whatever. Is that enough time for you to decide you're going traveling with somebody? Because my logic is I don't know you well enough to be traveling with you. Like, I don't know how you travel. Like, I need to, like, I don't mind us going away as long as it's local. But, like, when we start talking about out of the country, like, how do you pack? Like, do you have the necessary documents to get where we going? Like, do you have a passport? Like, do you know how would you feel about being in another country and you don't understand the language? Like, you know, things like this. Like, I'm not willing to go someplace with somebody that don't, like, all you want to do is just stay in the resort. Like, what we come here for? I want to see stuff. Mm-mm. I want to do stuff.
I'm a little confused because I'm not really versed with the show. My question to you would be, when these people go to said location, to this resort,
mm-hmm.
out of the country, are the cameras with them?
Yes.
All right, so then what the fuck are you talking about? Of course, well, it's a show. Of course they've been. Of course they have their paperwork. Of course, I mean, the show did that for them. What are you talking about?
Not necessarily, because one of the situations, they needed some paperwork that they needed from back home to do something in the foreign country, and they didn't have it. So, no, they don't always have any paperwork.
Right, but
don't always have
what I'm saying is, But
I mean,
what
I
I'm saying is,
what the question
like,
is, would you do something like? I don't get it.
Okay,
okay, so she about to
explain. You all right? Let me help you out here. So you met a young lady, right? Y'all been kicking
okay.
it. It's been like a month or two. Okay. So you decide, boom, hey, I already had this vacation planned from last year. This was before when the world was open, so we could go anywhere. So, boom, I had this vacation. You know, you want to come? And she like, oh, yeah, okay. So she's trying to get all her stuff together. So she's slow rolling. So now it's a week before y'all supposed to go. Let's say y'all got to go to some country somewhere. You need a passport. Shorty don't have her passport. Or she did have a passport, but Shorty can't leave the U.S. of A. Why you can't leave? Because you've been doing some bullshit.
All right.
That's what I'm talking about.
But I mean that don't. Then the bitch can't go. I don't understand. The bitch can't go. Then, no,
I don't understand why she didn't tell you in the first place. Like why she didn't say, hey, I'm on probation. My passport is suspended. I can't go nowhere.
So boom.
I don't know if this is your question,
but let me set this scenario. Let's say I go to a club. Better yet, it's Monday. Monday, I play a scratch off. I get $100,000. Tuesday, I take it down to the place. Friday, I get my check. Boom. Put it in, it's deposited into my account on Friday. Friday night, I go out. I meet a young lady. What are you doing, sweetheart? Nothing. Let's go to Vegas tonight. Would I do something like that? Is what, you know what I'm saying? Something similar to that. Somebody I really don't know. Somebody, fuck it, let's just go to Vegas.
Yeah, you don't know them.
Why not? Yes, I would do something like that. Why not? I mean, I don't see the bitch being able to kill me. And if she can kill me in Vegas, then she can kill me at the, you know what I'm saying, the hotel we go to that night, if that's the case.
Okay.
I don't know. Y'all making me feel like I'm dirty or something. It was wrong. I don't know.
No, I was looking at something else. I would say if it's just been like a few months, nah, I ain't going. But if it's
it's been
a while, then yeah. Like when me and my boyfriend went to Cabo last year. Even though we started planning it before we were in a relationship, because we started planning like that August, we got into the relationship like December, and we went on the trip in April. So we knew each other and planned a trip. That's different. Like, I would do something like that. But this whole, hey, I met you on Friday. I'm going to ask you on next Saturday, hey, you want to go to Cancun in 2 months, bitch? I mean, I like
Cancun
and stuff.
All right, let me ask you this question then. So what is your reservation? The fact that you don't know this person and you're leaving the country with them? The fact that you don't trust them?
I don't know you. I don't know your people. I don't know your mama last and your mama's maiden name and shit. I don't know nothing about you.
Okay.
Where your people stay?
So,
I don't know that shit. So then,
does that mean that when you go out of the country? All right, let me ask this: have you ladies ever been out of the country with your girlfriends?
Yeah.
Okay. So now, when you've gone out the country with your girlfriends, does that mean that meeting any men out of the country is off limits because you don't know them motherfuckers?
I'm not doing that. No. See, I don't do shit like that. If I meet a man, he probably gay and he probably work at the resort.
Okay.
He ain't gonna do nothing with me. Okay. And keep in mind, me and one of my girlfriends, we did go on a trip, and it was the dream vacation trip. Y'all remember those things or whatever. We went on one of those. And we met some guys on the trip, but nothing went down. Actually, matter of fact, I'm still cool with one of the dudes. So, but nothing went down like that.
What you mean, like, nothing went down like that? Nobody talked about
nothing,
down
nothing went
like
down.
That.
No, I mean, we ain't had no sex or nothing. We didn't do none of that. We was just cool.
We never talked about sex the whole time we was talking about this.
Ron,
sex, the word
Ron,
sex never
I know
came
you
up.
Well enough. Ronald.
I'm being 100 with it. No, I'm being 100 with it. The fact that sex never came up. That has nothing to do with you not knowing the person and still being in a vulnerable position. That has nothing to do with it. That's what I'm getting to in my head is I'm thinking it's a male woman, a male female thing with females. Feel that fear that something may go wrong with this person trying to hurt them, where the man wouldn't necessarily have that feeling. So that's why we may be more willing to do it.
Hey, y'all don't see the bad pieces of it when y'all look at a woman. Y'all don't see, like, oh, she ain't gonna drug me and take me out to a foreign-ass place I don't really know outside of the foreign-ass place I'm already in. So,
I mean, personally, I'm looking at it and I'm saying to myself, okay, we got on a plane, we flew wherever. Ding, that's the first thing the detectives are going to see. We checked into a place, you know what I'm saying, into a hotel room, her face is on the camera. Ding, that's the next thing the detective. You know what I mean? Like, you got to be a real mastermind to think you're going to get away with killing somebody who. Everybody in the world
is
looking.
Dude, you are in a foreign place. What makes you think she don't know how to turn her face away from that camera if she's out to hurt somebody? What makes you think she don't already know that shit?
Who the fuck is this criminal minds bitch you got me with? What the fuck is this going on?
You have to understand
not only that,
right
but
now.
It's not even...
I'm talking about some regular fat ass big titty bitch. You talking about some criminal minds mastermind coming. The fuck is going on here?
Dude. Are you aware of what I'm in school for? Do you know what I'm in school for?
I got you. I understand what you're saying. But my whole point is that, and it could be an arrogant point. Think men look at it on some, I'll be all right. You know what I mean? Where the woman looks at it like, well, what could go wrong?
Oh, it's a lot that could go wrong in another country. It's a lot that could go wrong. And it ain't got nothing to do with the other person doing anything to you. It's like, it's depending on the type of insurance you got, depending on how you got there, there's a chance that if you get hurt in that country, like let's say, you're taking pictures and there's a drunk driver and the drunk driver hit you and you go to the hospital. It's a possibility that your ass might not make it back to the U.S. of A because they're not going to pay to have you brought back here.
So now you're saying even with your husband, you're not going overseas.
No, what I'm saying is it's not necessarily people that's flying you to another country to purposely hurt you. It's a lot of other things with travel that could potentially cause an issue. And what I'm saying is if you're traveling with somebody that you don't know, that you don't know long enough, like did they take when they booked their flight or whatever, did they get the proper insurance is what I'm saying. Like, I'm not saying necessarily that they're taking you to another country.
What kind of insurance are you getting on a flight? What kind of flight insurance is fucking helping you with your doctor's bills? What are you talking about?
That's the insurance that you buy when you purchase the plane. That's the type of insurance that you can purchase with your travel.
With your flight?
Yes.
Yeah. You don't never pay.
Yeah.
You don't never pay.
Never knew that.
Extra either.
I mean, what does your flight have to do? I mean, once the flight drops you off, what does the airline have to do with your stay in Madrid?
It has the airline doesn't have anything to do with it. But if you're taking that flight, like you're taking that, I'm sorry. When you're taking that flight back home, you have to have insurance. Like what happens?
It's
when
you
get hurt on the plane?
Of yours. Yeah, it's a protection type. If you don't realize it, they do ask you that when you are purchasing a plane ticket. It's like one of the last things that they ask you. It's like an amount anywhere between $40 to maybe $80 extra on your flight. You can either say yes or no. It protects you on your flight. Let's say if you get sick it can get you back home. It also covers you if something happens before the trip and you need your money back. There's a certain amount of money you can get back. Like, it's different things that it covers. You just have to read it. Most people don't even pay
attention. Right, but that's covering you price of the flight, correct?
Yeah, but don't you want to come home?
No.
Okay.
What I'm saying is, so what you're saying is you buy this protection, so if you get sick over there, now you don't lose your flight. And whenever you get well again, you get another flight because you bought that protection. That's what you're saying, correct?
No, it depends on what's wrong with you, because there's a part, like, you could really, really be sick and you need to get flown out of the country. And sometimes the country won't do it if you don't have the proper insurance.
Got you. Now that makes sense. All right. I got you. Okay.
And then also, let's say that you decided, okay, I want to book this flight, and I'm going to Jamaica on Tuesday. Now, all of a sudden, something happens on Friday. You can't go to Jamaica no more. Like, you just can't go. You can't go. Whatever happened, you can't go. The insurance will cover the cost of the flight. Like, if you have to cancel, you'll get a certain amount of money back.
Well, no. That I know about. But the other shit about you flying back, I never even peeped that before. About, because if you're in a certain way, you can't fly back in a regular seat if you got to be on a gurney. You know what I'm saying? You got to come back in a medical airplane or some shit like that. All right, that makes sense, that part. All right, I never thought about that. But I don't foresee me picking crazy criminal minds bitch and taking her out of the country.
You sure? You
tired
with
her? I mean, you know what? You are 100% right. You are 1,000% correct. You are 3,000% correct now that I think about the way that I have chose women in the past. You know what? I can't even say nothing else. I'm going to shut the fuck up and smoke this clip right here.
You're going to rescind your comments? What are you doing?
I'm going to rescind everything that came out these motherfucking soup blowers, soup coolers right here. That's what I'm going to do. Everything.
Okay. Oh, you should drop. You should handle that. I would want you to be safe and know all the safety precautions around it. Just don't just go, oh, she's pretty, I didn't know, you hang out with her. Every pretty face ain't what it seems. That's how people get human trafficked. That's how it happens. Let's look at Natalie over in Aruba. She out there hanging with them boys. Now you at the bottom of the ocean.
Y'all niggas have been taking two shit now. What the fuck is going on?
Say what, Ron?
Nothing. No, nothing. Please continue. I'm over here just enjoying myself.
I'm just saying, stupid. Shut up. Well, I'm just saying, like, that stuff can happen. It's real. And I feel concerned about it. Like, people are always like, why do you travel by yourself? I know I travel by myself. Yes, I do. But keep in mind, the whole time I'm traveling by myself, I'm in constant contact with somebody. And they know every single one of my moves, where I check in at, what I, you know, who I'm with this time of third. So it's not like I'm just out here gallivanting in the world by myself, insecure. The same thing when I start crying all the time. What else? Man, please. Somebody gonna know exactly where I'm at all times, whether they want to or not. They gonna know it.
So what's the difference if you by yourself or if you with a person who you just happen to like their company for the last 5 weeks that you've known them? I mean, if you have a woman,
no motherfucker that I've only known for 5 weeks, I'm not doing that shit.
Wait, but what I'm saying is, if you have a method of staying in contact with someone at all times, like you say you do, then what difference does it make if you're with someone if you can still, you know what I'm saying, have this message
Mm-mm.
and enact it?
Nope. My friend ain't met me. You know what I'm saying? You ain't met my friend. My friend can't put a look to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, he looks like X, Y, and Z. Nah, it ain't going to work like that.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I'm not traveling with nobody.
FaceTime. Look, I'm with him.
Season.
I'm with this guy right here. You see him? Yup. Take out your ID. This is his ID on FaceTime.
Come on. I don't care.
Right.
I don't care how you chop it up, try to spin it, whatever. I ain't going nowhere
mm-hmm.
with no person I met 5 weeks ago.
No.
Like
Yo, Dre, you still there?
He's still there. Now, if he's paying attention, I don't know.
Dre, you there?
Yep.
He on the line.
Dre, what you think about it? Would you do it?
No. Nah, because I have big-ass trust issues anyway. And then on top of that, every time I meet somebody new, and I tell the best I'm going out with them, you always tell me.
I don't know.
Write down their number tag, and send it to me.
Right. Because you don't know that bitch.
Exactly. So I can imagine me telling you, hey, best friend, I'm going to such and such with this chick out of state. You have a whole kit. What cruise line y'all on? What's your room number? What number? I want to know everything. Just cause she
What's
you
your flight number? Because I'll be on it. Where y'all
exactly.
flying out of? I'll meet your ass at the
Exactly. Gate. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. In order for me to do that shit, like, I would have to know you. And then on top of that, I know how I am. When I go out of town, you know what I'm saying? I want to see something new anyway, so I probably be one of the biggest.
That's some hoe shit, right?
Exactly.
That's
the whole shit. You know what it is.
I guess I am officially outnumbered. I have to, you know, I just accept that. My bad. I guess I'm the crazy one here.
Nobody's saying that you're crazy, but all I'm saying is that you don't know
only,
the person.
Only
like
hoes,
you don't know.
Only, well, I ain't gonna say hoes. The only niggas is just trying to fuck would be that shit.
Wait a minute.
I feel like this. That's some shit where I ain't never been nowhere type shit. Like, okay, you just met the dude, right? So the dude is like 5 weeks in. Hey, girl, you want to fly out to Vegas with me real quick? Oh, yes. Bitch, now you know you ain't never been nowhere but to Myrtle Beach.
Mm-hmm.
So you dying to go on a trip with a nigga somewhere you ain't never been before. So, yeah, you immediately accept that shit. Now you coming back in a body bag.
Do this shit.
Not even coming back in a body bag. Now you coming back with some shit that you can't. You got to take a pill to get rid of.
Or you coming back with some shit that a pill can't cure, nor can a plan B.
Mm-hmm.
9 months later, you got little Ray Ray's little bald headed ass kid. And little Ray Ray ain't nowhere to be found. You know why? He dropped you off after y'all left that airport. He dropped you off at the house, and you ain't never seen him again.
I had a coworker years ago. He used to love talking about he loved Dominican women, right? Loved Dominican women. He couldn't wait to go to DR. He used to go to DR like at least, I don't know what he did outside of this, like outside of our job that we worked at, but he, like every 2 months or so, he was going to DR, going back and forth. Baby, he came back with crabs.
Crabs.
He came back with crabs. We had to shut down the job. Yes, we did. We had to shut down the job because he came back with crabs.
He had to shut down the job. That nigga didn't have crabs. He had some watches or some shit. What the fuck?
No, we had to because he was in the vicinity, and you know they're little crabs. So anytime like they crawling all over him, you don't know where they went. So they had to shut down the job, and it was a restaurant at that. So we had to shut down to get clean.
I'm not even gonna say nothing. I'm gonna keep my mouth shut, nigga.
I said, I said, so you went over there, and you found a girl, you met a girl, whatever the case may be, you went over there to see a girl. I don't even know how it went. How the fuck did you wind up getting crabs? Like how? Like you didn't even like you wasn't
he probably
protection. Like protection wasn't even a thing. Like it had, it was a fleeting. Like it wasn't even nothing. Like you just
tell her. What kind of protection is going to protect you from crabs?
I have no idea. I don't know. But
none.
But
right,
what I'm
right,
saying
right.
is, it just I don't know. But he came back with crabs, and we had to shut down for 2 days to clean the restaurant.
I mean, how did they know that he had crabs?
No, he wound up going to the doctor. He had to leave. First of all, he was there during, like, okay, so we got there to open, right? So he had just got back, like, 2 days prior. So he came in to work. We was opening up, right? We doing what we need to do, making sure everything's okay. So when the doors open at 11, we could serve food. Okay, so next thing you know, like, he running back and forth to the bathroom. And we all like, sir, everybody got a job. Just because you didn't want to open, that don't mean that you're not going to do what the fuck you're supposed to do. Whatever, whatever. So I'm thinking he just being an asshole and not trying to do his job. I didn't know he was itching and he had to go back and forth to the bathroom. So later on that day, like, I want to say we opened at 11, so maybe, like, around 2, it was just, like, he was just nowhere to be found. It was chaos in there. I think this was, like, at the end of the year, too. So, you know, teachers wasn't doing shit but going to restaurants and getting drunk. So it was just, it was a madhouse in there, and he was nowhere to be found. So finally, the managers, like, we all looking for him because, like, his tables are looking for him. Like, they want their check. Like, they ready to go, everything. So the manager winds up going in the bathroom and getting him. And then he was like, you know, I think I got to go home, whatever, whatever. So he let him go home. I guess he didn't ask him too much why he had to go home, but he let him go home. And then I want to say maybe 2 days later, the health department came and was like, hey, y'all have to shut down. This place needs to be sterilized. We're like, what?
Wow.
Like, what happened? Come to find out, he had been there for so long with the crabs. That's what I'm saying. He went so many places in the restaurant that we had no choice. if it was like, if he got there and then it would have been like, all right, well, you know, I'm having this problem. And he went to the doctor and then it was like, is this like early on in the day? It might not have been so bad. But the fact that he was there till like 2:30 and, you know, it's crabs. So they crawling on you like they could potentially be getting anywhere. I was like, fix it.
So y'all went from a steakhouse to a seafood spot.
2 seconds. 2 seconds flat. 2 seconds flat.
Oh, my God.
And then how we found out, like, they never actually told us what happened. Like, they never was like, all right, so we have to shut you down because of X, Y, and Z. They just said we had to shut down and then we had to get clean. So we literally, like, well, not we, because I didn't, like, they sent all of us home. But they had to have people come in. Like, all the inventory had to go out. Everything had to be scrubbed. Everything had to be cleaned, back of house, front of house, all the bathrooms, everything. Everything had to be cleaned. So I want to say maybe about a month later, we were doing something. For whatever reason, we were celebrating something, and the manager got drunk.
The manager got drunk and told
all the tea, honey. I said, I knew it. Because it was just like he would go like every 2 months or so. It's like, boy, you can't be going down there. And then I'm like, because I seen how he was with women anyway. Like, every time you see him, he had a different chick. So I can only imagine he went to DR and did whatever he did with whoever he did it with, came back home, and probably did some other shit the same night he got home and the next day, and then decided to come to work.
I said,
like, they had to, like, they literally had to shut down. Like, it was really bad. It was really bad. I don't know if he had to pay him back. I don't know. But that shit, that part I don't know. But that shit was bad. And the whole time I'm thinking to myself, like, I didn't even know crabs was still a thing. I didn't even know you could still get crabs. Like, I thought that shit died out in the 90s, but apparently it didn't.
This nigga thought crabs was like the fucking bubonic plague or some shit. That shit is extinct. No, nigga, that shit is alive and kicking.
Clearly.
I ain't gonna hold you in college. A nigga called crabs too.
Uh-oh.
I ain't gonna hold you. And I'm gonna keep it 100. The puss was good. What? The puss is good.
Go sit down. Well,
So basically, what you're saying is it was worth it.
I'm not going to say it was worth it. You're not going to get that out of my mouth. You know what I'm saying? At the same time, I'm also not going to say that I wouldn't do it again. I'm also not going to say that.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I can't confirm or deny neither one of those options happening. I'm just saying.
Okay. So, all right. So now I got a question, raising my hand. So, like, is it a medicine that they get? Is it a cream? Like, what do they give you to get rid of it?
Oh, Lord.
Like,
now
what,
she got questions. Now y'all want to know how to get rid of it.
So, there are a few ways. Basically, what I did was I shaved everything. I went and got in the pool. And then I went to the help center, and they had a cream, and I was good.
Okay. All right.
I wish.
So this thing is backtrack fool.
Wait a minute. You went and got in the pool.
Why you jump in the
pool?
Why you get in the pool?
Chlorine.
Why you get in the pool? Does chlorine kill him?
Okay.
Oh, just to make sure. And just to make sure. Now let me go get this clean.
Oh, God.
Just make a data research.
I did everything. Because, all right, so it was told to me from someone who had it before that the chlorine killed the fitter, right? I also talked to someone, and I read something, because this is, you know what I'm saying, internet and Google and shit, where if you shave the hair, you know what I'm saying, from you, then now you have the ability to look and see any ones that maybe then you can pick, you know what I'm saying, because they, like, go into your hair, they attach to your hair. If there's any there, you can just pick them off. And then they said there's a medicine. So I did all three.
Okay.
I was like, well, fuck it. I just
you could, you know what, Ron? You know what? I stand by my comment I made before. To have gone the rest of your life without coming up there.
I mean, she asked the question. So, I mean, obviously, you know what I'm saying, someone wanted to know and was curious.
Oh, my God.
But you, no. She didn't have no questions until you said, hey, I ain't going to lie. Keep in mind, ain't nobody asked you if you lie.
I ain't lying. Nobody asked him a damn thing. I was trying to figure that out too. I thought maybe I had missed something. I thought I had missed something, but nobody had asked. Nobody said, hey, Ron, you have a headcrab.
All right, think of it this way. If STDs, right, were like mouth issues, oral issues, you know what I'm saying, where, like, you get one of those cancerous abscess and that's AIDS, or, you know what I'm saying, like, different things, crabs would be like a toothache.
This,
you know what I'm saying? Crabs
said,
is like a toothache.
This nigga said crabs is a toothache. Somebody mute this nigga's phone, man. Oh, my.
All right.
I'm saying, am I wrong? Crabs is like a toothache.
Ron.
He can get rid of it.
Hey,
or if you need some amber saw on your tooth and just put it on your tooth.
Hey, Ron.
I'm sorry.
What's going
on?
What's going on with you? Do you have a cup? Do you have anything in your cup?
You've been drinking?
Well, the cup is empty. I haven't had anything to drink in a minute because I was on the road. But I have had something to smoke. Yes, that I have. But nah, but I'm serious in the motherfucker. You know, son, crabs is like a toothache. Is what it is. I mean,
that's
nobody wants a toothache. Nobody wants crabs. But you can get through it. You be done with it in a fucking day or two.
This is nice. Okay.
This nigga said a day or two. Man. Oh, my God.
But it's okay. All right. Okay. So moving on, yes, we're gonna move on from there.
Yeah,
but yeah,
Ron,
yes, yeah, traveling with somebody you don't know can be disastrous. Not only for the crabs, but like
Dre, you sound real scary, man. Scary, sir.
I can say I have never had nothing. Thank God. My homeboy went on a damn with his, he had my shorts. He had my damn, I had some Joe Smith jersey with shorts to go with it. This bastard took it with him, got burnt, I threw that damn jersey away. And then,
I ain't talking about that, son. I'm talking about you wouldn't travel out the country with a woman. That's the fuck I'm talking about.
Oh, no, like I said, the only way I could do it, like, if it's going to be like 3 months, I mean, I got to know you before. Like, take an instance. You meet somebody, you know what I'm saying, y'all start dating or whatever, but y'all knew each other, you know what I'm saying, growing up. You know what I'm saying? I might take a risk then. But, nah, I can't, nah, chief, that ain't going to happen.
All right. I got one for you. What if she's paying for the trip?
Oh, shit. You wouldn't say that. God damn.
Oh, wait,
Well, we know Dre going because he stay wanting to get flued out somewhere. So Dre going.
No. Because you know what I'm saying. I would have to talk to my associate, and she would tell me, you know what I'm saying. And she probably have to do some CSI investigation on the bitch. She have to look up on all the shit. And she's like, nah, bitch got.
I mean, but yo, real talk. What's wrong with being honest? You know what I'm saying, and being like, and trust me. I'm not always the most honest and forthcoming person. But what's wrong with going to that person and like, you know what, son?
But sometimes you
I
are too much of a trust, honest person.
Sometimes I am, like a little earlier, let you tell it. But what's wrong with going to that person and like, listen, I wouldn't mind going with you, but I was talking to my peoples about it, and they really don't trust you. How about we need, you know what I'm saying, this, and this. You know what I mean? Like, what's wrong with telling a motherfucker that and... you gotta give me a copy of your ID or some shit. I don't know what the fuck it is, but why are y'all so scared?
See, here's the thing. Some bitches, they'll be like, oh, you don't trust me, motherfucker, what I'm gonna do? You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna fucking damn try to kid you, blah, blah, blah. I just wanna go have a good time. Now, she might snap. Then you be like, damn, you start feeling good. And you're like, you know what?
That's the reason why I didn't go. Yeah, right there.
Well, I was talking more to the females
like
to
that.
I wasn't
like
really talking about
you
us.
Call somebody,
but,
they be
okay.
Like, see, put your phone on the floor. Put your phone on the floor. Get up under the bed. Put your phone on the floor. Put it on speaker. Then hear what they saying. Then somebody have to come get your goddamn ass.
Listen, look.
But when
you know
I see,
what?
See, that tell should work know. If I meet you in the... If we in LA and I meet you in a club in LA and I take you to a hotel in LA and you from LA, then you can have your LA niggas that you know come to that hotel and get me. Got you. Nigga, if she is from Brooklyn and you take this bitch to fucking Jamaica, who the fuck do she know in Jamaica to come call and come to the fucking resort and get you?
Listen.
What's the
listen,
odds that this bitch got a fucking drug lord
listen.
Uncle in Jamaica?
Listen to me.
It's not necessarily a drug lord. It's not a drug lord uncle, but I mean, I do know some people in Jamaica that will.
Right, and I don't meet no stranger. And usually, a lot of times, anywhere I go, I know somebody. Somebody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
scary ass. Y'all did some scary ass.
I ain't scared of nothing. No. I travel. I'm just not about to travel with no motherfucker I met 5 weeks ago. I don't know his people. I don't know.
Not
how you
only that. But not only that, but it's a matter of do you understand the customs where we going to? That's another thing people don't really think about when you're traveling with somebody. Because you can't do American shit in other countries and think
no
your ass going to be all right.
Mm-hmm.
Now you in the jail and you don't know why you in the jail. And now they really ain't letting your ass come back to the U.S. of A. They ain't not letting you
now,
come back. Nope.
Now, I got a dude that lives. His mom's live in my building, right? And he come over every now and again. And when he gets some lick in him, he starts going crazy, right? So I know this dude. Known him for about maybe a year, let's say. But I know that this is his kind of personality. So somebody like that I know, that if we go out the country and he starts getting his lick in him and starts acting up, then that nigga will get arrested, and I maybe I will. I get it with that. You know what I mean? Like, know the kind of people who you're traveling with. So, by extension, I hear what you're saying. Well, if you don't know the kind of people you're traveling with, then don't travel with them. I get that, too. What I'm saying, though, is there is also a line of demarcation. I've never left the country and had someone else be able to dictate whether I could leave that country or not. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't see the situation.
You can't leave the country. If they arrest you,
right,
you can't
I don't,
go nowhere.
Right, but what would somebody else be able to do that would get me arrested outside the country?
Y'all niggas in the club fighting, acting stupid. You just
or
because you might not
just
be
being
fighting,
loud.
Your homeboy
like, you know,
but that's what I'm saying. Like, you don't know. If you travel into a country and you don't know all the, you don't know their laws and things like that, something you consider
right,
to be
right,
very,
right.
very simple could potentially put your ass in jail.
Right, right, right. Especially if you're talking about one of them Islamic countries and shit like that. I got you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
1,000%.
Not even them. Like, what is it, China? Russia got some laws,
mm-hmm.
too? Like,
yeah.
True indeed.
Korea?
Right.
And you get over
who
the
fuck is traveling? Who the fuck is going to Russia, China with a bitch? You're not going nowhere to be the bitch to them places. We're not going with a bitch to Singapore. It's not happening. We're going to the Caribbean. We're going to fuck. We're going to have a good time, the beach. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's just me. I'm going to shut up again. I'm going to be quiet.
Mm-hmm. You're going to go fuck on the beach so you can get more crabs again?
Who the fuck ever said that? Yo, son, I'm taking my bitch to Russia.
That's why you met, with this show that she's watching. That's why you met your bitch in Russia.
Yeah,
me and my bitch
saying.
Going to St. Petersburg for the weekend.
This dummy on this line.
I'm sorry.
I'm gonna shut up. I'm sick of you. Sick and tired of you. But you don't want to go to no place to start no trouble. You just don't want to.
No, you're right.
You know, like, I have a friend now who's in China who's over there working and teaching, and you can barely talk to them because of the internet situation in China. They have firewalls that are set up that don't allow people to communicate with the rest of the world or have Facebook pages and shit. So yeah, it's difficult. If you go over there and you get stuck, what are we going to do? How are we going to be in contact with you? What you want?
Run your ass to the embassy.
That don't much matter sometimes.
You in jail. They not taking your ass to no damn embassy.
Oh, if you get arrested. I thought you were talking about if you do something. But if you get arrested. Yeah. Listen, I got you. I don't want to be locked abroad. I don't want that shit neither. I got you. All I'm saying is, I mean, real talk. That you ever realize it'd be them real dumb motherfuckers? They do some real dumb shit. Like, I mean, for real, most times they're not. They be having some real strange laws. But unless you're doing real strange shit, you ain't gonna fucking violate them.
That's true. Who was that recent that went to China and did something stupid?
One of them LeVar children, them LeVar chaps.
You know them stupid. You said LeVar children.
What? I don't know.
One of them balls.
Name.
It was a ball.
Oh, yeah.
He went over to China and was stealing.
Yep, it was Lugello.
Yeah. First of all, your mama needs to be smacking her face for that mean you Lugello.
Stop. It's LeAngelo.
I thought it was
Lugello.
Michelangelo, it still sound like a Ninja Turtle, and that shouldn't be his goddamn name.
You stupid.
That little boy name is the Jello, because Les Jello is his name.
Yeah, the Jello, that's what I thought. So his dad knows his daddy because he met all the time on sports.
Is LeAngelo.
No,
I don't give a fucking boo boo goddamn poo.
Right.
He went over to China.
It's LaMelo is the little nigga, then LeAngelo, and then you got fucking Lonzo.
Lonzo, I thought it was LaJello because his daddy clearly be calling him that every time he's on damn sports and he's trying to get to the end. Because
he can't.
Jello,
it's
Jello, Melo, and Lonzo, yeah.
His daddy can't talk, so therefore he fucking up his name because he talked to everybody.
Y'all gonna stop talking about these people. So what, the boy has sticky fingers?
No, but it wasn't just him, though. It was the whole fucking team, the whole start lineup. And they were predicting
for
the ACC.
I mean, they was over there, and I think like two or three of them got arrested, kicked off the team, all that good shit.
It was another one. It was a what was it? It was the guy. He was a swimmer at the Olympics. This dummy guy
that was down in Brazil.
See what I'm saying? This dummy, you in the Olympics, and you decide now.
Are you talking about somebody stole something from you?
But look at what y'all talking about. Y'all talking about some real dumb, dun-dun-dun shit. Who the fuck does this kind of shit? Them dumb niggas, they deserve to go to jail.
Right. That nigga said the dun-dun-dun.
That's who the fuck they are. This nigga, and then he go live like they ain't got the shit on camera. Like, nigga, they see you.
Yeah.
He meant it. He said he.
I mean, you got those people that, you know what I'm saying, they go and people, hey, take this bag back with you. All. Nah, nigga, I ain't taking no bags back with me. No, nigga, I ain't taking no bags. Yo, look, we can get them shades. Nah, nigga, I don't want no shades. I don't want no shades. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yo, let's start a fight. Nah, I ain't starting no fights nowhere. No. It's regular people shit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I get it. But I mean, y'all can't let dumb shit like that scare y'all from living life, man. For real. Come on. Don't let
life.
Dumb
I
shit
go
like
places.
That.
I go places. I do things.
Just not with strangers.
Not at all.
No
stranger danger.
My mother
no
never told me
danger.
Don't play with strangers. My mother said, go play with that stranger. Leave me the fuck alone.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Jesus.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit, I'm so good.
Yeah, you dumb.
She said she motherfucking tired of you. Go play.
Go play.
That's all right. My mommy loved me.
She absolutely do. She just was tired of your ass at one faithful Tuesday.
Mm.
One.
All right, so boom. So let me ask you this question.
Oh, Lord. Oh, God.
You're talking about traveling. Now you're talking about traveling. All right, so
boom.
You traveling. With someone who you've known for enough time to feel comfortable enough to travel with, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And the person, y'all playing in the casino, and that person happens to win a large amount of money to the point where they can't bring it all back into the country. They have to give you some. So that you can claim it, and then they can get it back in the country. Okay?
What are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Who said, what am I talking about?
I said, what are you talking about, liquor?
No, money. Like you go to Monte Carlo, you know what I'm saying?
You can't bring back more than $10,000.
Right, so $9,999. So they win $18,000. You know what I'm saying? So they bring back, you know what I'm saying, $9,000 and you bring back $9,000. You know what I mean? All right, so now y'all get separated. You got the $9,000. You keep that $9,000. You keep that $9,000, or you give me $9,000.
Now, why can't I find them? What's the reason why I can't find
it? Off the top of my head, boom. Off the top of my head, the flight was overbooked, and you stayed back, or they one of y'all stayed back, you know what I'm saying, and let somebody else go.
Okay. All right. Now, we didn't exchange phone numbers, so you can't find me to get your money.
I mean, you know this person. Enough that you feel comfortable, so they have some way of obviously getting in touch with you. But do you, know what I'm saying, be like, yo, I have your money, or do you just hold it?
No, well, I have my finder's fee that I'm going to take out your money.
Finder's fee. Oh, my God.
You got a finder's fee. Oh,
well, I'm going to get your money back for you.
Well, I'm going to do you like the bank, right? You know how the bank, if you don't got a certain amount of money in your account, they take out their fee every month? The difference is every week I got
every hour.
Every week I got
every
money.
Week.
I'm just going to take out my fee.
So in other words, it's almost like they're paying the storage fee.
Exactly.
Along with the finder's fee.
God damn it. With friends, you're like, yo, that's why I travel with motherfucking strangers. Y'all niggas is terrible.
This nigga trying to get a buddy pass. Shut up.
I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying? I'm helping you out. First of all right, you asked me to take this and get it into the country. I took your money. I did exactly what you asked me to do. Now, what you should have did is you should have been on time. Like, if you got to the place before me, you should have been at my house. If you were smart, you would have been in my house.
Right, as soon as you got that
flight. In my house.
If you know me.
Okay.
Right there, on the doorstep. Bitch, I'm waiting for you. Where you been? What took you so long?
Okay.
Oh, shit.
But no, you didn't want to do that. So now, I got other things to do, okay? I got to get my house back in order because I've been gone. I got stuff to do. I'm not hunting you down. But like I said, just like the bank, I'm going to take my fee every week. I got this money.
I got to get my house back.
I got shit to do. I got shit to do. I ain't got time to be playing with you. Okay?
That's
yo, that's some black woman shit. If I ain't never heard no black woman. I got to get my house in order.
I got shit to do.
Oh, shit, I've been gone. I got shit to do. I get my house.
Is laundry got to be done? I got shit to do. I got to wash all my stuff. I ain't got time to be playing with you. I'm going to do my due diligence, right? So when I land, I'm going to call you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm fair enough. I know times is rough.
I know if you
here,
ain't sharing
the
motherfucking chips, you go fucking, you killing me.
So what
Fine.
I'm gonna do is
they fucking guys. They ain't no chips. They fucking.
I'm gonna call you and I'm gonna send you a text. Okay. I'm going home to my house. I'm going to shower and then I'm going to do what I need to do. Now.
We just take out my first weekly.
No, 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 I'm not going to take it that week. I'm going to be fair. I'm going to give you a week, okay? You know how, like, they waive the fee the first 30 days or whatever the case may be?
First
I'm
month,
waiving, 99
cents, something like that.
I'm waiving the fee for that first, for them days, okay? But starting
Got
Monday.
You. That first week.
You better come get this. You better come get it before Monday. Monday's a brand new week. Matter of fact, you know what? I'm being too lenient. You better come get it on before Sunday. Sunday's a whole new week. Taking my fee. I'm going to be nice. I'm going to send you two text messages, and I'm going to call you twice. After that, it's bank time.
Damn, she said two and two. She ain't even trying
yes.
to
like, like Chuck
yes.
Willery. She was like Chuck Willery. And we'll be back in two and two.
And two and two. She ain't playing no good. You know, didn't goddamn well. She's going to keep it. Then just you call her, she'll be like, I ain't hear the phone ring, so she'll hold up.
Nah, I'm not. When you saw you had a missed call and it was me, you should have got your ass in the car. You should have got your ass in the Uber. You could have took the bus, the train. Hell, you could have walked. You could have got some rollerblades, whatever. However you get around.
You got money, nigga. You could have bought you a car.
Oh. Excuse me.
No,
I'm
just you just won money.
First of all, I'm not dropping off your money at your house. You want your money, you're going to come and get it.
Oh, no, for sure.
Just like
for
in
sure.
the bank. The bank don't drop your money off at the house.
You ain't never lie.
Okay, you got to go to the ATM. So, therefore, you got to come here.
I remember one time I was in the casino, and I had won a nice amount of money. And I had tax issues with New York State. So I couldn't necessarily collect my money because then they would have took out the tax money that I owed. So I had to have someone else pick it up for me. So I was debating on who I should have do it for me. Because, I mean, there's other ramifications. Like, at the end of the year, then that person has to pay taxes on that money. You know what I mean? So it's not just as simple as getting it and handing it over. So if somebody won, let's say, $1 million, and they couldn't pick it up because they had tax issues, and they asked you to do it, what piece would you charge them?
Nigga, you gonna pay me these tax? You gonna give me the tax amount? Cause I'm gonna have to pay the taxes on this shit. Plus a pickup fee, which could be anywhere between $200,000 to $300,000. I ain't paying no goddamn games with you.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So you're charging 20-30%.
It's $1 million.
So you're charging 20-30% plus taxes.
Plus taxes.
Okay.
You might as well pay me the whole shit. Might as well. You know, fucked up. Ron, wait a minute. Did you say fucked up?
Like, nigga, for 20-30%, I might as well just pay my taxes. Like, fuck you.
Hey, you should have thought of that.
No, I am thinking about it right now when she hit me with the 20-30% number. All right, thank you for your consideration. On to the next one. And by the way, you started your answer. I'm about to dismiss your ass, too. But sure, why don't you tell us how much did you ask for?
No, I'm with her. But I would say $350,000.
Why would someone give you 35% of their winnings?
Because you couldn't, because number one, you having issues with your own self. That's why you couldn't get the shit yourself. You asking me to do you a favor. I didn't call you and say, hey, let me claim your money for you. Bitch, you called me.
Right. You
I need you more than I need you. I was in the middle of watching TV, minding my good old business, my motherfucking snack and my juice, and you interrupted my time to ask me, can I do you a favor to claim your money? You damn well, yeah, you giving me $350,000.
No, I said I'm giving you nothing.
Click.
Okay. Hey, and guess what? I'm going right on back to watching my TV show, and you figure that out.
Y'all niggas is bugging.
No. You need me more than I need you right now. So.
No, I don't need you. I just need somebody.
you need somebody more than you need.
I just need somebody.
Need you right
I don't need you.
Okay.
Y'all niggas is bugging. Matter of fact, I mean, for all that. Yeah, I mean, who the fuck owes the government $350,000 and still playing lotto?
A dummy.
So, I mean, if they owe, you know what I'm saying? So I might as well just pay the government what I owe. I'm talking about owing them some $80,000, $75,000, shit like that. Y'all niggas talking about $350,000.
It's okay. Everything will be fine. It'll be all right.
So at the end of the day, I had won like $5,000. And out of that $5,000, I ended up giving them $1,000. So I ended up giving them 20%. So, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I get what you said. Too far off, but 35%? You said 25. You said 20, 30%. Okay, 20, 30%. We're going to bring that down to 20%. Okay, I could deal with that. 35%, nigga? Plus taxes? Shit.
Hey, again, you called me. I didn't call you.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt. You're right.
Now, so do you want to continue this transaction, or are you going to get off my phone?
Oh, no, I'm off your phone.
Don't y'all.
Oh, I'm off your phone, nigga. You ain't got to worry about that shit, nigga. I've been off your phone. I was on telephone. I'm about to hang up on her right now too. Shit.
Hey. And I'm going right on back to watching my TV show with my snacks and my juice.
And none of my business.
I mean,
okay.
Y'all could have had a quick little $50,000, $60,000, $75,000. You know what I'm saying? Y'all niggas asking for $350,000. Your show ain't getting
you
this $75,000.
You thinking of? What you don't realize is that that person has to pay taxes on that shit. You got to at least cover the taxes.
Right.
That's the least
exactly.
amount you're paying.
That's the least, that plus is the least amount you're paying. Right, exactly. I'm with you.
So, you just be ready, be prepared. Be prepared.
I don't know. All I know is nigga asking for $350,000 out of a million. I'm gonna have a hard time stop laughing.
Okay. Go pick up that money yourself then. Go ahead and do it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Like
and
they had this
fact,
couple
you ain't even gonna
back
able
in New York.
See, they're not even gonna let you pick it up.
Yeah, they had this couple back in New York, they had hit the lotto, they lived in Long Island. And they hit the lotto, I want to say for like $8 million. And they owed like $50,000 in property taxes. And they held their whole prize money for that $50,000. And I'm like, nigga, if you don't take that $50,000 out of my $8 million and give me the rest of my fucking money, I will shoot this whole fucking state up. That, like, yo, the government is on some real shiesty shit. I just won $8 million or however many million, and you go keep it because I owe you $50,000 until I pay you the $50,000.
Oh,
that's
some bullshit. That's some bullshit.
Oh well. Oh, two.
I bet you they got that they got that money up. I'm sure they did.
Just like I think it's messed up. They sending everybody this little stimulus check, right? But if you owe child support, you don't get it. Like, damn. So what they supposed to do?
They ain't sending everybody
no...
a stimulus check. I ain't get no check, nothing.
I'm sorry.
Me neither.
I'm sorry. Never mind.
Well,
let's move on.
My baby
right
probably didn't get one neither. But, you know, go to their child support.
And I don't owe nothing for child support.
You must make some money.
Damn. I'm
Matter
sorry.
Of fact, just because of that, I'm going to go have another baby.
I need you to sit. Listen, old ass. Listen.
I'm going to go put a baby in a nice 27-year-old, you know what I'm saying, Latina.
Mm-hmm.
I need a baby. You know what I'm saying? What's
Are you trying to knock some crazy screws loose? That's what you trying to do. You just
ain't
had
a bitch
your
that,
shit.
You know what I'm saying? Sell icy
you just ain't had
and
your
do
shit
hair. Though. Right.
And you wonder why people tell you not to travel with somebody you just met. Look at your pickings. You pick weird. You pick crazy. That's
yeah, but you
and
know that in the, you know that in the first few
I'm
minutes.
I'm definitely not going nowhere with your ass. Now you talking about knocking up people. I ain't got time. No.
You
mm-hmm.
ain't fucking Spanish, nigga.
Okay, Ann.
So if I'm okay, so let's say we all decide. Hey guys, let's take a trip, right? You can bring one person along. We already know Ron is going to pick some that shit-ass crazy human.
No, I'm not.
I'm not.
Okay, let's go through the list then. Let's go through it. Who you going to invite, Ron?
I'm bringing my mother.
And he got to clean up
a batshit crazy ass woman.
My mama.
I'm bringing my mama. I'm gonna bring my mama.
Bring my mommy.
He cleaned that shit up real quick. But now I'm gonna put me in.
Dre, who you bringing? Who you bringing on the trip?
Shit, knowing me, I probably come by my goddamn self because I'm gonna be a sweat butt. And then even me getting smacked in the back of my ass for looking at other bitches. Might as well be on solo.
First of all, you whore. We are definitely not sharing rooms. Nobody sharing rooms. It's how bad.
We going places you to go, like Mexico. All those badass bitches over there. Hell no.
And that'd be some badly shaped bitches too.
I'll bring one of my boyfriends.
And her diamonds.
Listen, don't come to my room after 12. Don't come to my room. Don't knock on my door after 12. I'm busy.
Oh, shit.
I'm busy.
Oh, man.
time.
No, we can't go out for dinner. We busy. We's busy. I see y'all at breakfast.
How for dinner is at 8 o'clock?
Maybe.
You don't bring your ass down here for this buffet.
Right, dinner at 8 o'clock, nigga. What the fuck you talking about? You can't eat dinner with us, nigga. It's still, the sun ain't even fucking went down yet. Come on, stop playing.
Listen. Okay, we busy. We was busy.
That man gonna die from starvation.
Bro,
you know
like
how hot it is in Mexico? You know how hot it
gets
in the shade?
You look like Tom Hanks in Philadelphia.
Good God almighty. Dude, you start to sing there. You gonna see that little fella in the Mexico. I would bring my boyfriend. I would take my boyfriend in. We would have to go to a different part of Mexico. We probably wouldn't go to Cabo, but we'd probably go like to Cancun, because he ain't never been to Cancun. He might have been to Cancun.
Oh, so we got to go where the fuck you want to go. You see what I'm saying? Just because you've been somewhere now, all of us can't go there because you've been there before. We got to go somewhere different. Now, what if we want to go to that other place?
We can go. I can show you around. We can go. We can show you. I can show you around.
We can go.
Do you understand how many things in Mexico I've already been that I probably will go to again?
I hear that.
I done been to Los Cabos, Puerto Vallarta. I've been to Cancun.
Yeah, the funny thing is, I was actually setting up a trip to go to Mexico.
Yeah, Mexico is lovely.
Yeah, man.
Mexico. So, we all can go on a trip. Yeah. And we is not saying
y'all get to meet my mama.
And y'all get to meet one of my boyfriends.
We're sticking to that, Lee. I'm to meet my mama.
Well, Stella, you might as well bring both of your boy, well, two of your boyfriends. I don't know if both is all of them, you know what I'm saying? But you might as well bring two of them, you know what I'm saying? Tell them to stay with Dre, since Dre ain't bringing nobody. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? That boy, your fault.
I never thought of that. That's a good idea.
That's a nice suggestion.
I'm here to look out for you, you know what I'm saying?
We want to make sure you're comfortable and happy. Wherever you go.
Exactly.
So I guess Taylor gonna need 3 tickets. Jesus.
Not sure you use Dre. Dre ain't bringing nobody. He said he's going by himself.
Because he wants to be a slut bucket and come back with the suited.
No, I ain't coming back with them crabs and Ron head. No.
Whoa. See, now I'm the fucking joke. You know what I'm saying? Okay. No doubt. We was up all night. Fuck, it was. Oh man, it was. Oh, I'm sorry, that's too much. I'm gonna shut up now.
Are you talking about you and Krabby Patty?
You stupid! You did not call her Krabby Patty.
I called the Krabby.
You did call her Krabby Patty. With the crab.
You went Krabby Patty.
The funny shit is, now that I think about it, I never thought about it till you just said that right there, right? So it was back when we lived in New York, and she lived on Boston Road. The bitch was the Boston Crab. I never thought about it till just now. The bitch was the Boston Crab. Wow, she lived on Boston Road, and the bitch gave me crabs. I'm done.
The transparency of this show is too much. Sometimes.
Oh, 27 years later, it finally got clear to me. That shit is hilarious.
It's about this time, all these years. Oh, and it came to you in a moment when nobody asked you if you ever had
it. Nobody, not a word. Nobody was like, hey, anybody ever had Crab, nobody asked, and he just was nobody like, keep it 100.
I listen, man. Y'all a family. I don't got nothing to hide.
No, you should have hit that.
You should have hit
definitely that though.
You should have hit that, brother.
All right. So let me get this straight. Let me just make sure I got this straight before I continue. So This is a judgment zone, but the office is a no judgment zone. Is that what we're telling each other?
I'm just messing with you. We don't care about you and your little crappy pants. Nobody cares.
No. The question though, I peeped that. That was funny.
But no. Because being that you brought private information into the public, like about the Diamond Glove, you brought that into the public. Your public situation that you started talking about that nobody asked you about. It's not necessarily really judged, but that's not for us to judge. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're not judging it because we just know that you just don't give a fuck. But
listen, man. If ODB could be like, I got bumped once, but it was only gonorrhea. No, man, then fuck it.
Oh, God.
Told you, crabs is like a toothache, nigga. It's like a toothache.
Gotcha. Okay.
Nigga, like I got my tooth knocked out or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody bothered me. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of fucking little toothache. I thought eating all these sweets.
You the one who compared it to a toothache. You the one.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It ain't nothing with a toothache.
No.
Ask somebody. Nah, ask somebody, you know what I'm saying, who been, you know what I'm saying, throwing their dick around reckless and then caught two or three STDs. Ask them, you know what I'm saying, what they think, if crabs is too fake or not.
I'm not going to ask because I don't want to know. I don't want to know. Because, see, now that's putting me in an awkward position because depending on what you had, you might get the side eye from me. Like, wait a minute, you had what?
This one probably gonna have mononucleosis.
So let me get this straight. So you had bum bumps? Oh my God, no.
You had what, C? You what letter did you have behind that?
You did what?
Oh shit.
Mm-mm.
You stupid.
No, because I'm judging. I'm sorry. I'm giving you the side eye. You come tell me you had anything that you got to take medicine for more than 7 days. I'm judging. I'm sorry. I'm giving you the side eye. You need a shot. You need a shot.
In your butt?
Thank you, but not once, but twice. No.
Listen, I never tell y'all the story that baby mama said the baby daddy told her about how she got some shit. Did I tell y'all that?
Mm-mm.
So, motherhood, they were doing whatever they was doing before they made the baby. She had got STD. He was like, I ain't give you that. Maybe you got it from sitting on the toilet stool.
Huh?
Right.
How do you?
No. Right. You don't. You can't. But unless it was a crab or something, she never told me what exactly she had. But she got a second. She got a second hand. So now he's like, you're messing with other dudes and stuff like that. No, you dirty penis having Negro. You out here giving stuff to folks. Nigga, when was the last time you went to the doctor and got checked for some shit? You probably asked because you bought the foot, because you bought pussy pants from the hoe. So you probably bought something. We're probably slanging dirty pants. Out here spreading spoiled meat.
So he
out here swinging his fire to me. He does some shit.
So let me get this straight. So he told her the first time that she had got the cooties from being on the toilet.
Ting. Uh huh.
Sir, and she believed this shit.
Well, she had to get that,
that is something else.
Oh yeah, it was something else. I was like, oh wow.
Oh, that is.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I bet she was so dumb. Oh. She was probably like, "Well, damn, maybe I did get on to a seat."
Maybe she
and
did.
At this point, I determined that she wasn't sometimes the smartest, because some of the stuff she would tell me that she dealt with, I'm like, "Yo, you dealt with that? You let that nigga do that shit to you?
You know what? All right, how about this? What is, I mean, to your last statement, was like, you dealt with that? What is one thing that you've seen females deal with regularly that y'all think that is like, all right, you should have been out?
So the constant lies of, I ain't messing with nobody else. You see the shit, like you see it. Like it ain't like you just think he messing with somebody else, but you actually see that shit. Like the bitch is in your house. You found that bitch's earring. You know you ain't got none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? And the multiple times for some STD or some B and shit, like, you dealing with that stuff? Like, what? You ain't shot the nigga yet? Oh, bitch, I would have shot him. And his four.
Okay. So not only is you around here, you messing around with multiple people, and now you got the cooties. You trying to give me the cooties. I'm not dealing with none of that. Now, the next thing is, if we dealing with each other, and then next thing you know, it's one secret baby. Now you got 4 or 5 secret babies. Why you still putting up with that? Like, why you still putting up with that? And they all in like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Like, why you putting up with that? I know someone right now. Her husband is on the 6th secret baby. 6.
Damn.
6. 6. 6. No. It's the last two are like, what you call them? I forgot what they call them. They like a month apart.
What do they call them? Like Spanish twins or something like that. Puerto Rican twins.
Spanish twins.
Irish twins sometimes.
Some shit like
everything.
That. Yeah.
Right, all that shit.
Mm-hmm. Two is like a month apart.
And two of them
go to the same school. So the The one, yeah, the oldest two. The oldest.
But if they don't make a difference, they go to the same school. He ain't going up to that motherfucking school for neither one of them. It don't make a difference.
I thought the kids was in the same class, but they wasn't. They in the same damn school.
Don't make a difference. He ain't going up there.
Man, that's cold. Cause you know what I'm saying. What if they? You know, what if it's a boy and a girl, and they wind up liking each other some bullshit? And he ain't tell
that's
them.
That's some all SVU stuff. That's some SVU stabler and business stuff. Y'all better tell it.
I'm done. This nigga. I'm just shut up.
Okay, well, guys and gals, we will be back here next week. Same time, same place. Less alcohol in my system. I still won't be drinking. But I don't know what we're going to talk about next week, but we'll be here. And we're going to part ways now because I got to be up early in the morning because I got to work. And like I just said, so we'll see you guys next week, right?
Mm-hmm.
Be good to each other. Mm-hmm. Don't go out here being a crabby fan. What else? Do some shit that you would think we would do. Taylor out here doing some shit that she said we would do.
I'm done with you.
Just let me be great. Let me be great.
Go. Hey, what did I tell you to do? I told you to do it. So, hey, I did do it. Okay. All right, good people. See you next time, next week. Good night.
Good night.